Tuesday, July 11, 2023. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg and is taken from Luke chapter 8, verses 9 through 15. And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the one on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. What it means. God's word comes to us in ways that we can understand. One does not have to have an advanced degree to interact with the Holy Scriptures. They are for everyone, so that everyone may come to faith through God's word. After Jesus tells the parable of the sower, he then explains it to his disciples so that they would understand fully. Jesus uses an agricultural metaphor to explain how the gospel ministry works and why it is sometimes thwarted. Our own experience can attest to this fact. Our sinful nature, the world, and the devil all resist the Holy Spirit, who calls people to faith and would lead them into committed discipleship. By God's grace, however, our faith not only withstands trial and temptation, but even grows stronger. The Christian's faithful endurance is a testimony to Christ's constant love, a love that is planted in us by the Holy Spirit and nurtured by God's word and sacraments. Jesus knows all our needs and gives us the strength to trust that he will provide for us. He takes our sins and exchanges them for his righteousness, so that our faith is not snatched away, choked out, or abandoned. For this, we offer our thanks and praise. Amen.